Professional baseball photographer Brad Mangin set out to capture the 2012 season in a different kind of way, classic images produced not with his digital SLR, but with his favorite new camera, an Apple iPhone 4S. He published a book of those pictures, Instant Baseball, the baseball Instagrams of Brad Mangin. And Brad, thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Mark.
I got to ask you, how did this come about? You decided to use an iPhone as opposed to your more sophisticated SLR.
What happened is, just to give people a little background, I've been a professional photographer shooting baseball for Sports Illustrated and Major League Baseball here in the San Francisco Bay Area for the past 20 years. So I'm always at the ballpark from the first pitch of spring training through the final out of the World Series. I might shoot 90 baseball games a season. I had friends that were doing great things with their iPhones, and I didn't have one, and I finally got one about a year and a half ago and took it with me to spring training in Arizona in 2012, where I shoot for Sports Illustrated. And I just started goofing around. I'd heard about the social network called Instagram, which I tell people is basically like Twitter with pictures, is a simple way of explaining it, where you choose to follow people. And I just started taking pictures with my cell phone and cropping them into squares, which is the Instagram format, sending them out, and realized that it was a lot of fun and people were enjoying looking at them.
Why did you pick Instagram? Was that just by chance, or did you think it through before you went with that?
I had friends that were doing it, and the whole thing about Instagram is it's an actual social media network. I take the pictures with just the camera in the phone, and then Instagram, it's like I'm publishing to people that choose to follow my feed, just like on Twitter, people choose to follow different folks on Twitter. And suddenly, as you get more followers and more friends and colleagues and strangers start following you, you're like a publisher. I love to share what I see and what I do. And as a freelance photographer, not a lot of my stuff gets published. A lot of stuff, especially for SI, gets shot, never gets seen. And so here I was able to actually try and be creative and challenge myself with making really good photographs with just a phone and then sharing them with the world.
And I guess you got some good reactions, and that helped out too, didn't it?
Yeah, my baseball editor at SI, Nate Gordon, really loved what I was doing at spring training. And when the season started last April, he encouraged me to keep doing it and shoot a lot of the different stuff around the ballpark, and he gave me some different ideas. Our goal was to try and get a bunch of them published in the actual magazine. Lo and behold, last July, in a week before the football training camps opened up and before the Olympics in London, suddenly the magazine had some space, and they ran 6 pages of my Instagrams. It was unprecedented. All 3 leading off double truck spreads, a total of 18 of the Instagrams. And that really kind of put it on the map and also gave me the idea that if I kept shooting throughout the rest of the season into the postseason, that I would have enough for a book.
Now, was it easy to make that transition from the fancy digital SLR to the iPhone camera? Did you get some bad pictures mixed in with the good ones when you were making that transition?
There's always plenty of bad pictures. I just never show them to you. That's a great thing about what we do. But as I was shooting with the iPhone, I was also shooting with my real camera with different goals in mind. There were some days I had certain people come into town. For instance, Brandon Phillips of the Reds was one of the first guys that I really got to pose for me. And the Reds were coming to town in San Francisco in June. I know Brandon Phillips, to me, has just the best smile in baseball.
He does.
And I really wanted to get him. And he's a nice guy, and he's big on Twitter and stuff, so he gets the whole social media thing. I waited for him to come off the field after batting practice on a Saturday morning before a day game in San Francisco. And I said, "Hey, Brandon, doing this thing with the iPhone, can you sit with me for 30 seconds? And he just sat in the dugout, gave me that big smile. I shot like 3 frames with the phone. That got me going to get more guys to pose for me. People would give me a bad time, like, "How come you didn't shoot it with your real camera?" Or, you know, and I was like, you know what? It's okay. It was great with the phone, and it's going to be a vital part of my collection of pictures. And I'm just thrilled that I shot that picture.
You got a great shot of Dusty Baker with his matter-of-fact look on
yes.
his face. I love that one.
Yeah, that was a spring training. That was a road game. They were in Phoenix to play the A's, and that's Dusty in the visitor's dugout talking to the beat writers with the toothpick in his mouth. I've always been a big Dusty guy since he managed here in San Francisco, and it was fun to get him in the book.
The picture of Juan Rivera is impressive, too, where he's standing in the dugout with the bat over his shoulder. He's got that intense look on his face.
We're really lucky in Oakland, the ballpark where the A's play. It's really kind of an old, ugly, just beaten-down place. But it has great dugouts. It's one of the only parks in the country that doesn't have a fence in front of it. So for a photographer like me, I'm able to hang out in the visiting dugout and just pretty much have my way and do whatever I want with the players. And they're usually very cool and loose, especially because I've been doing this a long time. My goal, every time the A's were home, that meant there was a different visiting team in the first base dugout. In that instance, it was the Dodgers. I was able to get some really good stuff of some of them that day.
The thing I enjoyed the most, Brad, was all the shots of food and then that shot of the beer at the Giants game. You really captured the atmosphere at the ballpark this way.
That was the goal, and it helped working with my editor at SI and then later my designer at the publisher, Cameron and Company, before. One of the advantages I had is I knew we had a book deal in September, but I still had the rest of September and October to shoot, so I would work with the designer and we'd say, okay, we need more of this or more of that or different themes. And then luckily we had all this postseason baseball here in the Bay Area with the Reds were here playing the Giants and then the Cardinals and then we had the Tigers playing the A's. And I shoot the World Series every October for Major League Baseball. I've done the last 13 in a row for them. So I knew I'd be at the World Series no matter where it was. It just happened that it was here in San Francisco and in Detroit.
Did you find that using the iPhone and Instagram made you be more creative in your shots, made you exercise your composition and your eye more?
Definitely, because a lot of the stuff I shot with the phone, I would never shoot with my real camera. The people I'm working for don't need those pictures. Usually when I shoot a ball game, it's the action stuff. And the iPhone, it became just a challenge for me. Let's see what I can do, and I would look for squares. And I get to the ballpark 2.5 to 3 hours early anyway to shoot batting practice. And the great thing about the game of baseball, you got to love it, and I do. I mean, I'm a huge baseball guy. It's pretty much all I do. And the dugouts, there's always bats and balls and equipment and pine tar. And just there's so many things about the game of baseball that really render themselves to make fun pictures.
Now, I've actually noticed more professional photojournalists using their iPhone on occasion when they're in the field. Is this part of a trend?
There's been some really, really well-known documentary and war photographers have been using their phone and gotten a lot of publicity doing stuff for the New York Times, Sunday Magazine, and the New York Times, and different publications like that. What happens is people always joke that the best camera you have is the one that's with you. As a professional, I'm one of those guys that for years, if I'm not working, I never have a camera with me. I love photography, but when I'm not working, I don't want to carry around a big, heavy camera. And even the little digital point-and-shoots were a pain for me. I would always forget it at home and never have it. And I would see things around just everyday life and say, oh, that would make a good picture, that would make a good picture. But I never had a camera. Well, now I always have my phone with me, and that's the whole thing that makes it work is I have a phone, which is a great camera, so I'm always able to make pictures.
So you're continuing to collect images with your iPhone?
I've been continuing to shoot. You know, I shot a lot of spring training again this year, and World Baseball Classic, and I've been shooting the regular season since it started here. And when I'm not shooting at the ballpark and I'm home working in my office, I end up shooting a lot of pictures of my cats, Mike and Willie, to keep practice and keep sharp.
Brad, what's your advice for the amateur photographer and sports fan who says, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to try getting shots like that with my iPhone's camera.
With any type of photography, you got to get close. All my pictures with my iPhone, I'm not using any of the weird clip-on attachments or anything. I'm just using the native camera in the phone. And people with any type of photography, they tend to be too far away. And you need to really get close and look into the subject's eyes and their face, like the Brandon Phillips picture, and really look for colors and shapes and light. The more you do it, the more you learn to. Just because you shoot it in color doesn't mean it has to be in color. You'll notice a lot of my pictures, I've made them black and white or sepia tone, and it really breaks up the monotony and makes taking pictures fun.
Well, thank you, Brad.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you, Mark.
You're welcome. And Brad Mangin, his new book is Instant Baseball, the baseball Instagrams of Brad Mangin. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Mark Haney.
Take me out to